Amy.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning.
Good afternoon, good morning.
Tevuato.
It's going to be a good week.
Amen. Yes, it is.
Hello.
Hello.
You're there. Okay, good.
How are you doing, Connie?
Good.
We'll be starting in a minute or so.
Okay.
Just giving a few people, other people, the chance to arrive.
No problem. We just got back from Alaska.
Welcome, Jasmine.
Thank you.
Today's class is going to start a little bit in an unusual way, in that we are going to start with the Zohar verse, and then go on to some other things before we go to the Amud HaKoach. I would suggest that you, while we're doing the Zohar verse, I would suggest that you open up the handout that we will be using today. You can find it on any of the Yeshan pages. Please mute your phones because I'm getting background noises by pressing star 6.
Grandola.
Welcome, Grandola. I'm going to mute the phone because I'm getting background noises. As I was saying, we're going to start a little unusual today. So we're going to start with the Zohar verse first. We'll then read some additional things, and then we will do the Amud HaKoach. So please open up the handout if you are going to do that by going to any ESM webpage on the links or the inquiries on the right-hand side underneath the two pictures. Please click on the unique astrological events. And the under the preparation for the Tishrei holidays, there's a section titled Verses to be Said During 5777. And the link is to a page called the one-page summary for the verses to be said. And the verses on this page are for all 4 years, 57, 74, 75, 76, and 77. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabari Hu Ishkinte Bit Hilur Himu Hilu Hilur Himu. Ve'yachda l'shem yud-hei b'vav-hei, v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. Ve'yihi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu p'nenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu p'nenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar, deka ma'atar, ta'neinan dekutcha. Berifu kol ma diaved le'ela witata kolaihu kishot biovada kishot veleiblach mila bialma Tuvaye barnash ledachya leya mineya ulan haga beya kilana tehakulu ovada dikshot vi inun wikola itzterich vi alma. This verse, as we know, comes from Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29, and connects to the energy of certainty. Last year, in 5776, or just prior and around this time, I described the energy of the year, as I do have done for the last few years. And I described the energy of 5776 as a pause between the energy of 5775 that many people found difficult because of the rise of the beheadings and the other terrorist actions, and what I projected would be in 5778. But I named it the pause that refreshes because of the verses, because of the essence of the energy of the year. But there are many other people who speak about this. And those people I quoted in last year. I explained one Kabbalist said the Hebrew letters, the initial letters of the phrase Hayo Tihiyeh Shnat Alayot Ve'Aliyot, it shall surely be a year of ascents and more ascents. You can determine for yourself if that was true. For many people who grew spiritually, it was a year of ascents. For many others, I'll leave that to you. The Gematria 776 was indicated by another Kabbalist that the Mashiach is coming. And the expectation and the tone of his article, his essay, was that it would be this year. And we all know, just as we have been taught for generations, that we need to anticipate the Mashiach every day. And so there was nothing wrong with that, what he was describing. And then another Kabbalist indicated that the letters of the word spells a word in Hebrew that means winning the war to achieve redemption. And I think we can say that that prognostication did not happen. Another student of Kabbalah indicated that the name of the year would connect to the energy of Teshuvah. And he indicated that there would be deliverance, it would be redemption, it would be salvation, it would be help and assistance, victory, and as well as a win-win. And I again will leave that to your perception if that was a true statement. This year, the year 5777 is the year of the wake-up call. But it also has the word within it of the name, the Hebrew word for goat. So I needed to express, yes, it's going to be a wake-up, but it's also the year of the goat. There There is only one verse that connects to the energy of the year 5777. And that is a verse from Lamentations, from Echa, the book that we read on Tisha B'Av. It comes from chapter 3, verse 14. And its essence is, Sod Saduni Gatsipor Oyavai Chinam. The translation? They have chased me sore like a bird that are mine enemies without cause. The two links below bring you to a summary of the year, but also to a complete discussion. And that is where we are going to go after we say the Anabakoach. We're going to the complete discussion. But right now, please join me in saying the Anabakoach. Anabakoach, Gedulat Yemincha, Tati. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu No Ra. Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun. Na Gibor Dor Shehud Ha Kivavat Sham Rem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Bahem Tacharem Rakame Sitkatcha Tami Gam Lein Betet Resh Tzaditaf Gimel. The verse that connects us to the, or one of the verses that connects us to the energy of the year 5776 comes from, I jumped ahead. Let me finish the Anabakoach. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Na'el Adata Het Kufet Het Nunayan. The letters of the month of Av, the Kaf that created the sun, and the Tet that created the constellation Aryeh, the lion, the Leo. Yachid Geye Ramcha Pene Zokre Kidushata Yud Gimelamed, a Zion Ku. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushmati Akatenu, Yodea Talumot, Shinkufab, Sadiuta. Now that we have brought the energy of creation into our space, we will need to separate the negative aspect of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adonai Yohe Wahe, El Rachum Bechanun, Erech Apaim, Berav Chesed Be'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Nosea won vafesha bechata avinake. Now we're going to scan the 72 names from God. Thank you. Excuse me. And now the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And now we will read the names, the verses that we read daily from the previous years, because it is not yet time to start reading the verse from this year of 5777. Second Chronicles chapter 29 verse 34. Raka kohanim hayulima willo yaklu lehashit et kol haolot vayehaskum achechem halevim ad kilot hamlacha v'ad yitkachu hakohanim ki halevim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me hakohanim. The verse has 25 words, and we're able to permute that into eight names of God. Adonai Ohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Wa La Me Hey 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 Aka A Re Ka Ha. Isaiah chapter 6, chapter 26, verse 4 also connects to the year 5776. Bidhu ba Adonai Yohe Wahe Adead Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohe Wahe Surolami. Those verses connected to the year of the pause. And as I indicated in my discussion of that energy last year at this time, that energy was for those people who were following a spiritual path. But there was another energy within the year, and that was expressed in our discussion of the year itself. There are three verses that connect to the energy of the year 5775. The year of 5775 was the year where we had the opportunity to remove death. And I expressed during the year how I personally was shown that. The first of the three is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second verse is Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavo iya. Asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem Eilai el nachon V'halachti yitchem V'chayayim yeshno V'aretz v'chipasti Oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. The third verse is from Job chapter 20 verse 7. Kegelo lanetzah Yoved Roav Yom Ruayo. The verse from the year 5774 is 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 10, and this was the year that the potential for peace in the Middle East existed, or was easier. Because free choice can always bring peace. And we did bring an aspect of peace in the South through the ceasefire. And as I've said repeatedly during this year, we repeat these verses for the various years so that we don't lose that energy. And especially in the area of the ceasefire, where there's still tensions and there's still rockets, but intermittent and rarely. And so we say this verse, keeping in mind the idea that we are bringing peace to the Middle East by reading and saying this verse each day. Wissam timakom le'ami li'Israel untati v'shakan ta'tav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu Vene avla la anoto ka'ash rishona. And the eighth verse of the Anabakoach we say in a whisper. And now we return to where we left off. And as I said, we're going to click the link for the discussion, the complete discussion of the year 5777, the year of the thinning of the goat, the year that is a wake-up call. And in order to present this material, there are certain things that need to be said as part of the discussion. Every year I use an ancient Kabbalistic technique to prognosticate about the year ahead. This year I was amazed, yet not excited, to learn what is in store for mankind. I think you will also be both amazed and excited, yet not fearful. The class we are saying now will be in this recording if you want to hear it again. When one prognosticates about the future, there is a traditional statement that needs to be made in order to protect the prognosticator and the people who read or hear about his or her statements. The traditional statement which I am making at this time is, I am not a prophet, nor am I the son of a prophet. One may now feel safe in reading the balance of this page. Many times I am asked by students and friends, what will the future be? What will tomorrow bring? I usually answer, we will all arrive at the endless world, the end self world. The only question is, will the process be shorter for each of us due to your using the tools called binding by striking? And there are some places calling it restriction. Or will it be longer, this path, due to our negative actions that create the necessity of cleansing through pain and suffering and chaos? Yet each year I analyze the year ahead as the Kabbalists have taught us to do. The reason they have given us this tool is not to satisfy our curiosity about the future. It is to learn about the essence of the energies that we will see during the year, so that we can be prepared to restrict our reactive natures, and also to learn how to enhance the positive aspects of the year. There are many people who are waiting for Mashiach, waiting for peace in our day, waiting for the resurrection of the dead, waiting for the rebuilding of the temple. There are many more people who have heard of these prophecies, yet they have not yet happened. Some people teach that they will come with miracles and wonders similar to the descriptions in the Torah of the Exodus from Egypt. Others teach that they will come in a natural and orderly advancement of human civilization. Which teaching will prove correct? Or can they both be true? let me express a possible way that both can prove to be true. The Kabbalists and modern physicists both teach the same thing. It will depend on your individual consciousness. What will happen is up to you. I can write a summary of the revelations from the tools of Kabbalah about this year and the year ahead. Yet that was never and will never change your consciousness. Only you can do this change. You must hear this and see this, read this for yourself. It is up to you what you will do with this information. The first step is to listen to this webpage that I am reading to you now. Is it an hour and a half worth bringing peace to the world? Is it worth bringing peace to you so that you do not have to experience the wake-up call, which is another word for chaos? Is it worth an hour and a half to bring serenity to yourself, balance in your life? Learning what to expect in the way of energy so that it is easier to stop your reactions. Of course, I know you do not think that your spending an hour and a half will change the world. The Kabbalists say it will. Please invest this time. Your world needs you to spend this time. Please. The Kabbalists teach that change comes about one person at a time. When we look at the modern world and how it has changed, we realize that the Kabbalists are correct. Change comes about one person at a time. Change comes about when one person decides to change themselves. Here is a simple request to change yourself. All you have to do is read the summary section and to decide to read the next section. And after that, for most people, that is a simple change. That change may lead you to decide to do another action of change. Let us see if that might be true by reading the summary section. When you change yourself, then you can change the whole world. Because other people notice the change in you. When you change and other people notice that it makes you a happier person, they then decide to try to change themselves. Trying to change leads to actual changing. Please try. Just read a little bit more. Listen to a little bit more of the recording. You will change the world. And will not even realize that you did it. Here is the summary paragraph about the year. I strive every year to reflect positive aspects of the year in the name of the year that I choose. This year it was extremely difficult to find positivity in this first level of energy in the year, the first level being the name without letter substitutions, and within the name of the word itself. This does not mean that there is no positivity in the year, only that it will take additional effort, meaning spiritual change, to find it and bring it into your life. The verse that relates to the energy of this year comes from the Torah book of Lamentations. This implies a somewhat negative energy. The verse on its surface is talking about it's talking about anti-Semitism manifesting directly toward Jews and Israel. There are positive aspects to this year, as we will discuss below in more detail. In the previous year, I named the year of the pause between 2 years that are difficult and negative. This energy of pause is still available to people to manifest in their lives in order to avoid the majority of the chaos that will be directed at people this year. The actual energy and name of the year is the year of the spinning goat. This hints to a connection like Yom Kippur and the two goats sacrificed through the high priest. This hints to the two paths that one can follow, the tree of life and the tree of knowledge, good and evil. It also hints to the mountain of Seir, which is the connection to the nation of Edom. For people who continue or commence their true spiritual work, this will not be a year of chaos. This is the only protection shield, in my opinion, due to the vast amount of negative essence in the name Taf Shin Ayin Zion. See below for additional information. Some of the expected attributes of the year 5777. Positive attributes. Built into the name is the word in Hebrew for Amah. Does that sound like a positive attribute? But it is, because it's an indication. What is the essence of Amah? It seeks the light. Another positive attribute built into the wording is to be a cause. As a student of Kabbalah, you understand the meaning of that statement. Other positive attributes: splashy, sprinkle, splatter, splash. These are all forms of dealing with water, which our sages have taught us is a metaphor for Torah and wisdom. Time, as we will discuss below, is a positive attribute built into this word. And place is a positive attribute built into this word. Please note that time and place are two of the three dimensions of spirituality. Motion is not present in this year, since the motion to move toward the light is one of the free choices that one must choose for themselves during this year. What are the negative attributes? It will be a year of perspiration and sweat. It's the year of the Lamb, as we have learned in Kabbalah, the desire to receive for oneself alone. The word Gaza is in this word of the name of the year. My opinion for this is that the world will be focused on Gaza. There are also neutral attributes. Vehement, fierce, powerful, pungent, strong, violent. All of these can be either positive or negative depending on your actions. These are the energies of the year. Not all of them, as we will soon discover. Let us discuss the meaning of a particular year and its energy. Included in the energy of a year and explained by the Kabbalah is all of the potential energy for that year. Good things may happen. Negative things may happen. What determines that is the consciousness of people. Of course, no one wants negative things to happen, yet they sometimes do happen due to the effects of the quantum consciousness of the human species. We must realize that not every prophecy that is negative has to happen. People can change these negative prophecies to happen in a positive way, or to not happen at all. Before I go into how to make these changes, I want to stress, in this country especially, and I'm sure in the rest of the Western world, every Sunday morning and many times during the day, people tune to various preachers, pastors, ministers, speaking about the Armageddon War, Chas V'Shalom. The statements are that it must happen. That's what's going to happen. Those are the prophecies. We need to understand they're not the prophecies. Let me rephrase that. Yes, they are the prophecies, but they do not have to happen. And the reason for the Kabbalah being revealed and the Zohar being revealed in this generation is to avoid that Armageddon War prophecy. We can cause it not to happen. It is up to us. I'm continuing. The answer to the how to make these changes in yourself is simple. So simple that people do not think it is that easy to do it. They think it takes more difficult actions, and they think that they as one person cannot make a significant impact and change the world. Yet the truth is, it is that simple. Each person can do these actions. These actions will impact the prophecies to happen in a positive way and eliminate the negative prophecies completely. Only you can change this world. When you change yourself, you change the world. So what do you need to do? The simple action is change yourself, of course. And what does changing yourself mean? How do I go about changing myself? Listen to the recording. Decide that it is worth changing yourself at least a little bit. Know that the universe is waiting for you to change. The sages and Kabbalists teach that we need to see ourselves as standing on a balance scale, where our one simple action will throw the whole world into a positive mode, or Chas V'Shalom, God forbid, a negative mode. This is more true today than at any time in the history of the world. This will be more true during this year of 5777 than in the previous 3 years. Will you start to say this one verse of Hebrew letters? And we did say this earlier in this class. You can click on the link and find it at this link. Every day and many times a day during the next year, please start to say this verse and the verses from the previous years. That is the one simple thing that will change you so that the consciousness of the world will change. Yes, there is more that you can do as well. That will be revealed later in the year. The first step needs to begin now. It needs to be expanded by showing or telling this to everyone you know personally, or on social media, or every phone number that in your call list. The more effort that you put into this connection and this action, the more certain we can be that we, you and I together, can manifest people becoming like brothers. There is one action that is not written here that I will announce at the end of this class that will start next, a week from Monday. I will be putting out the effort. I hope you will join me when you understand what it is. One method that changes yourself is what many people find difficult, Because for many people, money is a god, is an idol, and they don't want to reach into their pocket and help the poor person. I'm not going to read a lot about this donation aspect now, but there is a whole section on the Hashem web stage that explains and discusses donations, what amount. There are large numbers on that page. But the real issue is not the size of your donation, but the energy you connect to when you make it. Choosing the correct number, making that donation weekly or monthly, that is what's important. The revealed aspects of the year. The surface look at the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, brings a few Hebrew words. Ayin Zion spells the word goat. The essence of the goat relates to the famous animal sacrifice on Yom Kippur that relates to the ritual of choice by the high priest and an appeasement gift to a fallen angel called Azazel. Another revealed aspect is in the letters Shin and Tav, which has the meaning of place, meaning physical location. The most significant revealed aspect, in my opinion, is the letters Ayin Tav, which translates as time. Time in Kabbalah is the distance between cause and effect. Time represents chesed, or loving kindness, or more easily understandable is the energy of mercy. What do you think is the most important not yet revealed knowledge of mankind? What is the most important manifestation of mercy, one that everyone desires? The Kabbalists teach us it is the defeat of death, referred to as Bila HaMavet LaNetzach. Translation, swallowing death forever. There are other words revealed within these four letters. We'll discuss them below. But first, I need to explain to you what the Kabbalists have told us to do. The Kabbalists use the directive by Rabbi Bagbag, written in the Perkei Avot, in order to understand the inner essence of the next year. Rabbi Bagbag said, turn it, for everything is in it. The Kabbalists understand this to mean permutate the letters of the word that spells out the number value of the year. A second method of analyzing the inner essence of a year is to use letter substitutions. And in our webpage, the Gematria page helps us to understand these letter substitutions. A third method is that the Kabbalists also teach us to utilize the Gematriot from the letters of this word to analyze the verses from the Tanakh, the Torah, the Nevi'im, the prophets, and the Ketuvim, the writings, to help understand the meaning as well. When making this Kabbalistic analysis, it is important to understand that some essences are revealed, like when a permutation spells a word in Hebrew, and some essences are concealed, like when gluing letter substitutions. What this means for this type of analysis relates to the strength of the essence. Below are three lists covering the information available from the three methods above. when an energy or essence is revealed that is considered a stronger impact during the year. When it is concealed, it will have a lesser impact, but may actually be more important to the world and in the world tikkun for that year. The next few paragraphs are explaining these permutations, explaining the idea of why it's four letters and not five. If you scroll down to the verse that has the same gematria as the year 5777, and surprisingly, there are no verses with that gematria. But we also refer to the four letters, and their gematria is 777. That has one verse with that gematria. It is from Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. And we can all say it together one more time today. Zod saduni ka tzipor o yevai sinam. They have chased me sore like a bird that are mine enemies without cause. This verse has five words, which represents the five worlds and the five levels of Sephirot: Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut. The number of letters is 20, which indicates the Kabbalistic idea of direct light and returning light, which is connecting to binding by striking. The gematria of the letter Kaf is 20. Which means a palm. It is an indication of manifestation. This is a year where we must take actions in order to be known and to be connected to this energy of this year, the positive aspects. The first letters, Tzadi, Tzadi, Kaf, Aleph, Chet. In my opinion, I translated it like this. These letters can be translated as Sadiq and Sadeket, are like brothers. If you look at the five letters, the last two, Ach, spells the word brother, which includes sisters. The letter Kaf represents the word ki, which translates as like. And the two tzadis represent the tzadik and the tzadeket, the male and female righteous people. But how do you become a tzadik? First, you must become a mensch. And our meditations in our email for the 45 days between Tu B'Av and Rosh Hashanah are helping us to understand this Yiddish word, mensch. What is a mensch? The simple translation is a good person. But as we will discover through the meditations, it is much more than that. The gematria of these five letters is 209, which is 98 plus 111. 98 is a word of purification and cleansing, Sach. And 111 is the gematria of the spelled out letter Aleph, or aloof, representing leaders. This implies that the year's essence will include the cleansing necessary to prepare the world of exile for the world filled with the knowledge of Hashem. these letters can be parsed into two words. Tzach and Tzava. In this case, the kaf is substituted into a bet, which is a normal substitution based on both having this gematria, the small gematria of 2. The bet is 2 and the kaf is 20, but in small gematria they are both 2. Tzach translates as pure or cleansing. The word tzava translates as military. This indicates that the energy of the year is to cleanse the military. This means that one possible action in this year is to stop the military actions, either through victory or by political fiat. May we all pray for this action. The final letters, Dalet Yud, Resh Yud Mem. This word, Derin, translates as tenants or lodgers. This indicates one essence of the year will be related to the teaching that human beings do not live in this world, but are tenants and tourists in this world. If you feel that you're in your home and you're settled, and in your comfort zone, you're going to find it very difficult from this indication. The four letters can be parsed into two words. Taf Shin, which translates as jade or tap. And then the Ayin Zion. In Aramaic, it means thin. Taf Shin is thinning. Ayin Zion has the meaning of a goat. Other meanings of Ayin Zion are sea, Zion, goat, vehement, fierce, powerful, pungent, strong, violence. Goats usually indicate judgment. It appears that the year is a strong period of judgment as one of its attributes. If one is doing positive actions, then strong judgments are not to be feared. It is to be appreciated for the good that it brings you. In the areas of your life that you are doing negative actions, strong judgment is to be appreciated for pointing out those areas that can start your teshuvah, to change yourself. When that is started, the pain and chaos is no longer necessary as a wake-up call, and thus will diminish and or disappear. The important aspect is to realize the spiritual law of midah keneged midah, or measure for measure. Most people are in need of the assistance of a student of Kabbalah to learn what the chaos is telling them about their previous actions that required teshuvah. We at Yeshem are available for this purpose. Please note that the Zohar explains that only a fool will read the Torah verses on their literal level. The Zohar also goes on to say that any person who does interpret the Torah literally is a fool, which it would have been better if that person were never born. Now I am going back through the years earlier, and I suggest you read the next few paragraphs. I've discussed it when we did the years, but there's much more for you to remember, and they're all on the original handout for this class, which is titled the verses to be read in the year 5777, 5776, 5775, and of course 5774. I'm scrolling down. One of the important tools the Kabbalists teach us to put this is to put this verse in its location. What was the verse before it talking about? And also, what is the verse after it talking about? Here is the translation of the verse before. Mine eye affected my soul because of all the daughters of my city. My understanding of this location, relationship, is a cry for mercy during this year, 5777. With the verses saying we were blinded by our connection to porn and other immodest aspects, and that has blemished my soul. Hashem, please help me fix this through Teshuvah. Here is the translation of the verse after. They have cut off my life in the dungeon and have cast stones upon me. My understanding that this is a hint to the effect of not starting to change yourself during this year will be time spent in Gehinnom, in hell, on earth, unfortunately, God forbid. The number 77 has some very positive indications within its gematria. That is the last two letters, Ayin and Enzyme. The word mazel has a gematria of 77. Mazel indicates a flow of positive energy. It also represents astrological influence, usually indicating a relation to some destiny. The word Oz, spelled Ayin Zion, also has a gematria of 77. Oz means strength, power, might, courage, or boldness. Oz also means a goat and is a word associated with the month of Capricorn. Capricorn is generally considered one of the three most negative months of the Hebrew year. Another word with the gematria of 77 is Gihon. Gihon is the name of the second of the four rivers that flow out of Eden. It is connected to the land of Cush. Cush, spelled Kaf Vav Shin, can be seen as having the shin of 26. 26 is the gematria of the name Hashem. Shin represents fire, which represents passion. And this would indicate that this will be a connection to the passion of or for Hashem, and will take human beings being passionate to create this opening for peace and security. Or it will indicate strong judgments, including chaos on a world order. God forbid. Olam, spelled Olam, Aleph Vav Lamed Mem, also has a gematria of 77. And this word translates as the best vestibule or entrance hall to the temple. This is an indication of this peace and security promise must be fulfilled prior to the construction or revealment of the third temple. The above discussion is extremely exciting to the children of Israel and others who anxiously await the coming of Mashiach. Let us inject a word of caution into this excitement. Not to dampen the excitement, but to realize that we need to inject human passion in order for these actions to manifest. There have been other previous years throughout our history where the opportunity existed for these things to happen. Yet they did not happen due to the generations not being ready for the Mashiach to happen. We must realize that it is up to us to be ready with our consciousness. Our prayer, our money, and our actions to manifest these promising thoughts into our world. There is a tool called TrueTheme, which is a little known method of analysis using letter manipulations. It takes the first letter of each word and puts them into words of two, three, or four letters. We use the vowels for the verse itself with these specific letters. I did not do this for this year because of time considerations, but I strongly recommend that you consider doing it for yourselves. And if you'd like to send them to me, I would appreciate it, and I will share them with others. I'm scrolling down. There are phrases with the gematria of 5777. There are no punctuation marks, vowels, or grammar indications in the Torah scroll. This means that the Torah can be viewed as one long string of numbers. This creates various numbers that cross verse limitations. This is another of the tools of the Kabbalists. It is also well known that the first parasha, called Genesis or Bereshit in Hebrew, is considered the Keter, the seed level to things that happen in creation. The Kabbalists tell us to look for phrases of a particular numbers within the parasha of Bereshit, also throughout the Tanakh. There is one verse, one phrase, actually, where the letters of the phrase add up to this gematria of 5777. It is in Genesis chapter 48, verse 14, starting with word 3 to the end of the verse. The translation, his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hands wittingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. In my opinion, this phrase is explaining that most of this year's energy will be felt in the exile, since it is Manasseh and Ephraim who were born outside of the land, and were born in the land of limitations, Egypt, which is thought of today as America, as the new Egypt. In my opinion, we will see this as the two paths exemplified by the two politicians presently running for president in the United States. One espouses returning to the previous period of material affluence, and the other espouses a spiritual path of sharing with everyone. Each human being will have that free choice again and again and again during this year. This is my opinion. There are seven phrases in the book of Genesis, an additional 888 phrases in the rest of the Tanakh that have a gematria of 777. I felt that only the phrases that relate to the numbers 5777 were important enough to reveal at this time, primarily because of time considerations. There are 51 additional phrases with the gematria of 5,777 in the Tanakh. I only felt that the first parasha representing the Keter of Keter should be revealed by me at this time. I am sure other people will take these additional phrases and interpret their meanings during the next few months. These meanings will have multiple meanings, both positive and negative. It says on the handout, permutation of the word that forms the year 5774, but that's a typo. I didn't change it. Although I changed the Hebrew, I didn't change the numbers. These next sections are dealing with words. There are five-letter words that are made up of the letters of the name of the year. There are four-letter words, there are three-letter words, and there are two-letter words. And we have listed them below. These are attributes. Sweating and passion is built into a five-letter word in Hebrew. This will indicate the process of sweating passionately or profusely. Why does somebody sweat? Some because of terror, God forbid. Some because of exercise. Some because of hard work. Sweating passionately or profusely will happen. Bravado, insolence, audacity, impertinence, daring, temerity, venture, enterprise, all have a leading shin to this meaning, which means that all of those words are strengthened by the attribute of passion. That's the energy of the year. If one substitutes a letter Tav for the Zion, then the word becomes revived. And that is potential. But how do you substitute the Tav for the Zion? Learn Gematria, learn letter substitutions, and you'll see how to do it. And those letters will point you away to do it in your life. The four-letter words, dare. Do you dare to connect to God? Do you dare to learn astral travel through the Sefer Yetzirah? Do you dare to try to hide in your homes and your comfort zones? What does it mean to be thinning the goat? Thinning the judgment. Cleansing the judgment. It's a time for singing by when we substitute the Resh for a Zion. Singing is in a time for positive judgment. Or is that justice? It's also a time for wisdom if we can substitute the Resh for the Zion. We actually have a phrase, Gaza passion, or will it be passion for Gaza? Three-letter words. Drank is part of the three-letter words. What does it mean to drink, to past tense drink? Will water become a shortage? There are people making noises to that effect on the social networks. Many people will make an error. It's time for passion is built into this. hallucination. The hour is approaching. Ricochet. For many people, it will be difficult. The ricochet will occur. Your plans will go astray, God forbid, as a wake-up call. There will be people who sojourn, who tarry, who linger, who don't want to make these changes that are necessary. It is a year of the time. What that means to you, I will leave to your own perceptions. It has the Hebrew word for a lamb, meaning the desire to receive for oneself. The Hebrew word for place and time. And the Hebrew words for this, that, and it. And the Hebrew word for moth, as we said earlier, a moth seeks the light. There are words that have the same gematria as 777. The time to return is made clear in that word, in one of those words. And an allegory of or for the Shekhinah is made clear in one of those words. And complete questions. The completion of a question is the answer. I'm going to leave these other words for you to scan, to look at, to see how they relate for the year. I'm scrolling down almost to the end. The word et, meaning time, also with a letter substitution of the aleph for the ayin, becomes et. All of the energy of the aleph bets. Aleph to Tah, to the Hay of Malchut, is the Kavanah when we say the blessings over the word Atah. There is a link for donation to Yeshem on this page, but please look at our donation page. Choose the gematria that works for you, that's important in your life. It will change. It can change. It's up to you if you want it to change. But please, do it weekly, do it monthly, do it annually. But please make it in the donation, so that this very important information can be made available to many people as possible. We are using some more additional social media. There are volunteers are wanted for this purpose. We appreciate the volunteers that have made themselves available up to now. We need more to get to show ourselves to more people. And in more important, as all of those numbers of donations are expressed in dollars, but if it says $1,300, you can make that 1,300 pennies or nickels or dimes or quarters. Within the children of Israel who are spread throughout the physical world, there are many differences. These differences have been manifesting throughout the world history for thousands of years. What will make them stop? What will allow the energy of the goats and the energy of the verses mentioned above to manifest during this coming year? Only one thing. The realization that the other person's point of view is just as right as mine. This will create unity with diversity, just as Hashem has created it. Just as the different species of each animal and plant coexist, mankind can only coexist with this attitude that I do not have to be right. Only the other guy needs to be satisfied with his lot in life and his place in the world. Let us look at some of these overwhelming differences between people in the world. Within the Jewish religion, my way of praying is the only way to pray. Chas v'shalom. This means your way of praying must be wrong. Not true. What arrogance. Hashem created both of you. Hashem created 12 tribes, each with its own gate of prayer. The 12 tribes came to the temple together and prayed together in their different ways and manners. Why can that not happen again? Why can we not agree to put our differences aside for this year and allow the energy of the verses discussed above and the energy of the year to manifest peacefully, without chaos? These differences have existed for thousands of years. This year will be one of many that are considered wake-up calls. Will you wake up, please? Do you really need pain and suffering and chaos to wake up? I hope not. The next year can be an amazing, exciting time in world history. This will happen only if people will give up their need to be right and choose to create unity with diversity. This is what the Torah teaches. This is what Hashem has told us to do. In the words of Torah, Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, love your neighbor as yourself. That means make sure your neighbor knows that what he wants, you want for him. Have a wonderful year. L'shana tova. Happy New Year means let the other guy's desire precede yours. There are enough resources to go around. All you have to do is stop trying to be right. Remember, to change the world, you must first change yourself. And that starts with the tool of the Hebrew letter, repetitive sounds, as taught by the Kabbalists. Now, I did say to you that I would announce some actions that you can take to help change yourself. Donations of money, but donations of time will change yourself. But in other ways, the Kabbalists have told us, read the Tikkuni Zohar during the month of Elul, starting on Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul. And to that end, starting a week from Monday, a week from tomorrow, on the September 5th, the Labor Day holiday, I am going to add 2 classes to my recordings. One will be at 8 a.m. West Coast time, and one will be at 6 p.m. West Coast time. These times we will read the Tikkuni Zohar. We will read Psalm 27. We will read the meditations of the Yud, Yud He, Yud He Vav, Yud He Vav He, Yud, Yud He, Yud He Vav, Yud He Vav He, Yud, Yud He, Yud He Vav, Yud He Vav He, Yud, Yud He, Yud He Vav, Yud He Vav He, Yud, Yud He, Yud He Vav, Yud He Vav He. The meditation that will assist you in becoming a mensch. It's available on a web page that is reached through our emails right at the beginning of that meditation system or series of meditations day by day. Classes this coming week. Tomorrow night at 4:30 West Coast time, we will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will continue with where we left off with the essay by Rabbi Ashlag about the government of the future. Tuesday at 4:30, a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we'll continue our teachings of the 10 Luminous Emanations by Rabbi Ashlag. Wednesday at 4:30, we'll have a mini Zohar class, followed by 7 p.m., a questions and answers series. I was told that the last questions and answers was very powerful due to its discussion of what and how and the meaning of food and what it meant to say a blessing and what that blessing did in its activation of that food. Thursday at 4:30, we have begun. This will be the second class in our Advanced Reincarnation series. I hope you'll join us. Thursday evening at 7 p.m. will be a Zohar class. This coming Saturday evening at 6 p.m., we will have a community Havdalah, followed at 7 o'clock by a Zohar, which will be the first opportunity. Actually, it won't be a Zohar. That 7 o'clock class is our Rosh Chodesh event. Because Rosh Chodesh is this coming Saturday and Sunday. There will also be a second Rosh Chodesh event here in Atlanta. At 7:30 West Coast time, Sunday morning. Please join us if you're up at that time. As you can see, there is a lot of additional classes coming because we need to do the actions that change ourselves. And as the Torah teaches, you don't have to complete the change, but you do have to start it. And the starting of the change is to connect to the Hebrew letters. Now I'm going to unmute the phone for it. Any questions that Does anyone have any questions?
Hanok.
Yes, Jasmine.
Can you repeat the times for the Tikkuni HaSohar studies?
They will be at 8 a.m. West Coast time and 9 p.m., 6 p.m. West Coast time every day. Shabbat included. They will be approximately a half hour. We'll see how far we can get. Those readings are going to be in English with a few verses from the Tikkuni Zohar in the Aramaic.
Starting tomorrow?
No, a week from tomorrow.
Okay.
We start them in the month of Elul. One other thing that I need to mention for you to be aware of, and that is coming this coming Thursday, which is September 1st, Mercury goes retrograde. Now that happens. On one level, it creates chaos in your communication. But on another level, that's what brings the people and the events in your life back to you. That's why Mercury is retrograde. So the universe is going to bring phone calls, letters, announcements, and people that you haven't seen for many, many years. And each of those represents a potential correction that you can make during this period of Elul, which is the time of Teshuvah. That Mercury goes retrograde until September 22nd, at which point we recommend that you not do anything that changes anything for at least a week, because going back positive on the retrograde means we have to cover the distance to get back to where we were. So you're still in retrograde for approximately a week afterwards.
Oh, wow.
Are there any other questions? I thought I heard somebody wanting to ask a question. I guess not. I wish you all a beautiful week, Shavuot Tov. A week
of
joy in the princess. And peace builds your heart.
Shavuot Tov. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.